And let's stay in Alabama, where the state's biggest university pulled off one of two upsets last night in the March Madness tournament.
Clock ticks, and it is going to be the Clemson Tigers out of the ACC, headed to the Elite Eight. Game over! Alabama, they advance to the Elite Eight.
Those were the moments on CBS when men's college basketball teams Clemson and Alabama secured their places in the next round of the March Madness tourney at the expense of two of the top seeds, Arizona and North Carolina. Now, it's only the second time that either Clemson or Alabama have been to the Elite Eight. They will face each other, and the winner of that game makes their first ever appearance in the Final Four. So let's bring in Washington Post reporter Matt Bonesteel. Matt, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So, Matt, I know our producer Thomas's bracket was kind of blown up by last night's results. I know he's not alone. So how surprising were these upsets?
I mean, anytime you see two lower seeded teams take down, the top seed and the second seed is on the same night right after each other is pretty rare. And, you know, Clemson and Alabama, that is a matchup that you're probably more likely to see in a college football playoff game than a college basketball playoff game. Neither of those programs are really, you know, considered the blue bloods of college basketball. So, it's been a tournament that has not featured a lot of upsets, and we finally got two in a row last night, and, you know, people like to see that.
Well, what happened?
Well, I mean, Alabama and North Carolina, they play at such a crazy pace, and the first half was just up and down the court, both teams, and they were both making a lot of shots at a pretty high level. And then things got a little sluggish at the end, and I think Alabama just sort of held on and made the shots they needed to make while North Carolina's big men sort of missed a bunch of layups at the end. And then Clemson just played a really great game, just a perfect game throughout. They were in control. They definitely deserved to win that game over Arizona, who was just looked off. And that's one of the things about a winner-take-all tournament like this, is that you have a bad night and you're going home, and that's what happened to Arizona.
So the tournament's divided into two regions, and the West is into regions. The West regional seems to be kind of upset central this year. The others still have favorites in. Why is that happening, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's just every year you're going to get, you know, this year has not seen a lot of upsets at all. And now finally in the West, you have two teams that probably few people picked to play each other in this stage of the game are there. As for the rest, I mean, you have a team like UConn in the East who is the favorite going in, and they've done nothing but prove that they should be the favorite throughout. You know, they've won nine in a row in the NCAA tournament, including last year's national championship. So, you know, they've won all those games by double digits. So, you know, you get a team like that, there's going to be fewer upsets. And then, you know, the rest, hopefully we could see some more tonight. You know, you have North Carolina State, who is a lower seeded team, and Gonzaga, they're also lower seeded, playing top seeded Purdue. So, maybe we'll get more of that tonight. It should be fun.
Do you think either of them makes it through, or is it the end of the line for both of those two?
No, I think both have a definite chance. You know, Purdue has come up short in the NCAA tournament so many years in a row, despite being great in the regular season. So, and Gonzaga's coach, Mark Few, has been, you know, he goes to the NCAA tournament every year. And even though they weren't as skilled this year, they're really starting to play their best basketball when it matters in March. So I think that's definite upset possibility. NC State also has a tough task against Marquette, but they've caught fire. They won the ACC tournament, and now they're playing really well going into a tough game with Marquette.
So UConn is a tournament favorite. They made it forward. They'll face Illinois, who also did. But any surprise in the fact that those two made it forward from their games?
No, not really. I mean, UConn is just, they're clearly the best all-around team in the country, you know, on offense and defense. And they have a bunch of guys that just seem to click very well together. Illinois, they have a great offense. Their defense is less so, but they were able to do enough against Iowa State last night to get past them. I mean, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, these are two really good offenses in UConn and Illinois who are going to go up against each other tomorrow night. And it'll be interesting to see who comes out on top.
So just briefly, women's Sweet 16 also starts today, too. Big feature is superstar Caitlin Clark with her one-seed Iowa team. Are they going to keep just plowing forward?
Yeah, they had a really tough battle with West Virginia in the round of 32, and they pulled it out in the end. I mean, Caitlin Clark had, I think, 32 points and 30 points. Yeah, and her teammates carry the load late when her shots weren't falling. And so like, she gets Colorado, who is, you know, won both of its games by double digits. So, you know, the games just get harder from here. And as we'll see tomorrow afternoon when they face off, they'll get a lot of TV viewers for that. Everyone wants to watch Caitlin Clark.
All right. Washington Post reporter Matt Bonesteel. Matt, thanks.
Thanks.